We won a lot of Super Bowls. We won three. Three out of five.
The highlight of the past 10, 15 years. Of the four, the highlight of the past 15 years for Washington was when RG3 got signed. And the year after that, he was fucking done.
Well, we're not talking about RG3 here. We're not talking about RG3 here. I...
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep.
What's good?
Harry.
Yo.
Taj.
Yo.
Our returning guest, Taran, aka T-Rain.
What's good? What's good?
And we are live from Dynasty Avenue along with our second guest on the show, Smarty. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Hamza. Thank you, Avenue. It is Dynasty AVE headquarters coming live and direct. Thank you for having me, boys.
We're going to go ahead and get into this episode. I mean... We know that football season is over. We saw the champions win it, the Rams. But now we got some big headliners going on in the offseason. Starting off with the most major recent news. Russell Wilson joining the Broncos. And the Broncos basically just taking the L. That's all about I can see it as. Thoughts on this trade?
You think the Broncos took the L?
What makes you think the Broncos?
Seahawks.
DK Metcalf woke up that fucking morning. He was like, "Yo, what the fuck is going on, bro?"
Yeah, a lot of happiness going on in Seattle right now with Locke. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Drew Locke is not anywhere close to a franchise quarterback. So I think Seattle's gonna make a move probably for like maybe Garoppolo or someone. There's no way they're going forward with Drew Locke. I can't believe that. There's no way.
I just want to say Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
Why?
I mean, simply because...
Listen.
Washington offered a better trade.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Okay, go ahead.
They
go
offered
ahead.
A more appealing trade to them.
Say, what was it?
That just is a reports, bro.
I'm pretty sure it was three picks, right? It was three picks.
I think so, something like that.
I kind of agree with Thurin, actually.
The Seahawks gave, I think, three or four picks. And three players.
Okay, so this is all here. Thurin, go ahead, finish up.
Broncos, I'm sorry.
That's all I had to say.
I just want to say, first of all, like, I totally agree with the fact that Washington got dicked over on this scenario.
So you're a Commanders fan?
What's new?
No. I'm a free agent right now, sir. So I used to be a Washington Redskins fan. So, like, right now, putting out applications for...
Super Bowl quarterback, is it not?
Absolutely. I think the reason being because nobody wants to come to fucking Washington, bro. Nobody. What the fuck do we have to offer here? Dan Snyder?
That's true. No cap. People are very aware now that Snyder is not... Like, it used to be just like a Washington thing. Like, people knew that he was bad. But now it's like the entire league knows how bad he is.
Oh, trust me. Okay, so I'm 43, first of all. I know you gents are in your mid-20s. You know, right? Most of you guys, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
So first of all, you guys are great. I love this.
Low 20s.
So first of all, Matt, props to you guys. This is your 33rd episode, right, overall? Matt, props, 33rd. That's pretty impressive. And if you are listening out there, these guys are doing their amazing thing. So they're going to keep it up. But mad appreciation for them to get me on. Just to opinionate on this fact, but yes, D.C., is not a destination for any fucking body, whether it's basketball or football. Hockey's a different fucking scenario because we are a fucking legendary fucking team here.
But we did that.
Grade eight. So, all right. So, other than that, Nats are Nats. Nats are always going to be Nats as well. So, also, another crazy thing is if you are a Wizards fan, then you are a Washington football team fan. If you are a Caps fan, then you are a Nats fan. That's the fucking way it works here.
It's sir. The Commanders. Not disrespect your team.
Oh, I'm sorry. First of all, I'm a free agent, so I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know the real name anymore. I lost it when they were like, they went from the Redskins to, it was called the Washington football team?
Club team.
I liked it as well.
Washington football team.
I would have kept it. As a fan, I would have kept it, but again, free agent right now. So
circling back to the Seahawks, they also dropped their defensive captain, Bobby Wagner.
The only reason they dropped him because if they wanted to trade him, it would be a $20 million cap hit. Doesn't matter where they try to trade him, so that's the only reason they dropped him. I kind of get it, but I mean, Bobby Wagner is Bobby Wagner. We all know who, like, what kind of player he is.
He's gonna get picked up soon.
He's gonna go to a contender, probably. I mean, like,
I mean, please bring him to the Commanders.
You just
said
it's not a destination.
No, it's not. But I mean, would it be though? How do you start that though? If I can ask you, gents?
You don't get Carson
Wentz. Honestly, the stadium is in a terrible location.
That's not a start. Carson is not a start.
The stadium is probably like bottom five in the league of like attractive like area around
Harry, you're being super nice, bro. Bottom five, I think, is the bottom.
Yeah. Yes. It's one of the big factors.
It's not about me right now, but I've been there three times and I refuse to go to that stadium ever again or look that way ever again. As a Washingtonian, I'm 43 years old, gents, so this is very, very disappointing. That
I know
this rich billionaire,
exactly,
Dan Snyder, once he took over the fucking team, refused to fucking take care of his stadium, which brings people in to sit down and watch fucking games. And then also where his players that he pays for can't practice properly.
Yeah.
Isn't it fucking sad that they just built a fucking bubble a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think they use it. I don't think they use it.
Oh, no. I've been there. I used to be a Redskins fan. So when the bubble was getting built, just to jump in. So the bubble is you got to go across the fucking parking lot. Once you after the locker rooms, you go across the fucking parking lot in your fucking like football cleats on the fucking asphalt. All right. And bumping, like making sure your ankles and knees and everything else is fucking making sure they're hurting. And then you go to this bullshit bubble with one fucking 100-yard fucking field that we all play
college?
At. But, hey, gents, we all play football on certain, like, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Popular, yeah. By the way, a lot of you gents are super talented.
Appreciate that.
And it's very, very fun keeping up with you guys. But I mean, isn't it fucking stupid if that turf field is better than your fucking dome?
There are high school teams in Texas that have better practice facilities.
Teams. There's high school teams down the street, like Breyer and stuff like that, that have practice turf, and their fields are, bro,
state of the art.
Yeah, there's literally, they have the best field in Virginia.
Dan Snyder himself has enough money to give him like
ten football fields.
Like a shitload.
If a billionaire and you're considered in not one, two, three, four, but fucking five time billionaire, then you shut the fuck up and you do something better for this fucking franchise.
Dan Snyder is all about money, so
sell this fucking franchise. Sell it, bro. Sell it for $6 billion.
He's gonna go wherever the money is. The money is either in Woodbridge or Sterling, which is what they're saying that they're gonna build the next stadium in.
Man, I hope it's
if it's in Sterling, yo, that'd be tight.
But you guys know about the traffic already in this area.
Yeah, that's the only.
We gotta get that.
It'll be fun though. Hey, listen, for me, I don't give a shit because I'm still a free agent. So we'll see. Maybe the Saints.
Hopefully, man. We're hiring. So
yeah, we're hiring, but
now Hamza's our fucking agent.
I'm just gonna speak for my boy Alvin Kamara. He might not be there for this season. Just saying, since we talk about the Saints.
So catch a case. Moving on, Aaron Rodgers. I just want to talk about him real quick because his legacy kind of stays intact. I think a lot of people would have been like, "Fuck Aaron Rodgers." I mean, a lot of people are like that already, but. I think even the Packers would have been like, oh, fuck you. Like, you gave up on us, whatever, whatever. So, what do you guys think? He got another year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years?
What do you mean?
He was MVP last year.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
He signed a four-year contract.
I know, he did. But, I mean, we all know you can retire at any point. So,
that's true.
Do we think, okay, first,
I think he easily has
that they have a chance of winning next year? That's basically what it comes down to, right?
Low key, like every year.
Last year, he
could have won.
If you can't win with last year's roster, if you can't score a touchdown in a playoff game with that roster, I don't know how much better can that roster get? Because they had to cut a lot of people now because of the salary cap. How much better can the team get? So, and he just took 4 years and, what, $200, $250 from them? How much better can they get?
Yeah, $153 guaranteed.
A year, bro.
Well, hey, a weird dude is going to get weird dude money. So, hey, but again, so I know... Majority of the, DB or Steelers fan.
Saints.
Football.
I am a fan.
He's also a free agent.
DC Defenders.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that, man.
After JJ left.
Hopkins left. Hopkins. That Texas franchise just
Harden left, too.
Disappeared. I don't know. Houston's a great city, and now it's in shambles. Somebody go help Houston, bro.
It is because of James.
It was in the same year that he became a fan of
Houston. The strip clubs are never going to be the same again.
Bro, Houston.
What were we talking about before, though? The football point.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Aaron listen, Aaron, back-to-back MVPs, right? So yep, would you guys not take him? Okay, okay. Well, that's another argument to be made, right? So yeah. Back-to-back MVP years. What? How old is he, by the way?
He's 38.
He's 38. So I'm saying nowadays, like,
can play
it's not yeah. like it's not what it used to be when yeah. like or I'm gonna say this like oh our grandpa days or our dad days whatever when the dudes were like retiring remember a running back's average like play average in the NFL was 2.5 years they said yeah. at the time this was a couple of years ago and there are more and more running backs that are running yeah. these dudes are getting the hardest out of everybody right yeah. Am I wrong? I mean, yeah. tell me right. if I'm wrong. Running back is usually the dude that's...
Adrian Peterson is still playing.
Yeah, yeah. A prime example, Harry. Yeah, exactly. So more and more now, like, the league is being safer towards, like, players and shit. So Aaron Rodgers can easily... I mean, isn't it a quarterback-driven league regardless right now? Right?
I think
isn't it, like, if you touch somebody right now in the NFL QB-wise... That's a 15-yard penalty or a personal foul, whatever the fuck they call it right now, right?
But players are
touchy-feely bullshit, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Players are worth so much. If you're paying $100 million, like Pat Mahomes, yes, how much you get out of the Chiefs?
$500 million for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
If that's $500 million. Plus, you can't let him get hurt.
Absolutely. The only point I'm trying to make here, so yeah. So, is he 38?
No.
Aaron?
Aaron's 38, yeah.
38, so... So what is up until 42 is nothing if he doesn't get touched in the next 3-4 years.
It's all about wearing
he can play forever. I mean, as long as you're keeping healthy, your joints and are not hurting. I mean, you're...
Tom Brady.
Yeah, please, yeah exactly.
Aaron Rodgers at 38 yeah. compared to Tom Brady at age 38.
But Tom Brady has always had a great offensive line. That's his thing. Yeah. The Bucks, he went because they had a good line, and they drafted
exactly.
more linemen because Tom Brady was there.
Right.
They had their line probably played the most snaps together last year. You know, there was a lot of injuries for the whole season for every team. Yeah. But they're like the Bucks line played the most snaps together than pretty much every team in the league.
Yeah,
that's a big factor when your linemen play together.
You can tell.
Brady stayed up because he had good protection.
Yeah, and I wanted to actually because I know deep. Huge Steelers fan. Your QB retired after, but like, didn't you have an offensive line that kind of kept him upright, like throughout the longest time, right?
Because our run game and all that stuff, it was driven by our offense. Our offensive line was our best, like one of the best parts of our team, other than our defense. For all the years that we won those Super Bowls, that's always been the Steelers' thing: is a fucking solid ass offensive line.
Not more than Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow got to Super Bowl with
and
no
that's the only reason
life.
He's able to do stuff.
How many times do you see Aaron Rodgers scramble through the whole game?
No, we could go back to that 2-3 years ago, the playoff game. He could have scrambled for the touchdown, but he chose not to because he doesn't want to get hit. I mean, we call him a little bitch.
Yeah,
bitch is going to make $153 million for the next 4 years.
Every time I see Aaron Rodgers play a game, he's most likely he's just running around. Running around and trying to throw it.
Got sacked 30 times.
Bro, he just won MVP.
How many sacks?
30.
30 sacks.
I feel like that's kind of average. Joe Burrow, I mean, but this is also counting playoffs, so he got hit 70 times this year. But that's with playoffs. That's
almost off ACL injury.
That's
kind of a lot, though.
That's pretty normal. Bro, defenders are crazy athletic nowadays. It's hard.
Harry, if I may say, back in 1991, when there was a real offensive line protecting a decent QB called Mark Rippon, the team was called the Washington Redskins. He got sacked 7 times that 1 year. Yes, sir. So, yeah. 30 is a lot.
Was that like a 14 like game season?
No, it was 16, bro. It was 1991. You weren't born yet.
Seven sacks in the entire season.
7 sacks.
That was also a different league back then, though.
Yeah, a lot better. Yeah, you're right. It was called real football.
Their helmets had one stripe in the
front. No, it wasn't. Listen,
more damage.
Okay, bitches, I'm 43, so back then I was 13, so it's not like I'm 80 years old. Yeah. So real football wasn't that far-fetched from you guys either, but nowadays touchy-feely is like...
too soft, though, yeah.
Yeah, it's different, you know, so...
I think
you guys understand.
When you start talking about money, it starts making sense.
It's the NFL saving their own ass.
I said 7 years.
Because of all the CTE cases, that's the only reason.
Yeah, how many CTE cases the NFL?
That's the only reason the flags are softer.
No, it's a lot softer. Now, I just want to say maybe Aaron has a, just to go back on that, he has a fucking great offensive line. So if he chooses to re-up this contract after 3 years, I'm pretty sure he can get fucking $60 or $70 million. That dude is that fucking crazy. Hey, listen, I'm not that far-fetched from thinking that Tom Brady's going to fucking come back.
He might.
You know what I'm saying? That dude is that fucking in shape and that amazingly good that he can come back and maybe lead a team to the playoffs. Super Bowl winning, I don't know, but I don't want to, like, you know, go on that fetch. But so if I can go around the table real quick. So team-wise, obviously, everybody has favorite teams. Yep. And somebody's and some of us don't. But who would you think, if Tom Brady came back to a team right now, if I say that team to you, would they win a Super Bowl? I'm going to give you three teams, all right? All right. San Francisco? Yes
asking,
or no?
Are you asking
yes
just or no. Dodge?
Okay.
You asking just Dodge?
Yeah, I'm going to go around the table.
He's going one by one, giving you three teams.
Yeah, I'm going to go around the table real quick. Yes or no? San Francisco? No. Yeah. L.A.?
Chargers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, what about Tom Brady? No, I'm saying joining the fucking team, though, with the same talent, right?
Justin Herbert, though. That's not happening.
All right, so I'm just asking you guys differently, though. What about New Orleans, though?
Yeah.
If he joins that team, though.
It was supposed to happen 3 years ago.
What if it joins? I'm saying, hypothetically, if he joins that fucking team. No. Washington?
He's not. You guys don't
win a ring? Hell to the fucking no, dude.
Exactly, bro. No fucking way, right?
He joins at 49ers, I think they can.
49ers are good enough fucking team, though. But is he good enough to lead a team that doesn't have...
Kyle Shanahan made Garoppolo almost get to the Super Bowl multiple times.
I don't think he can play that California. You think... I mean, yeah, he did play. I was just going to say. I know.
He grew up a 49ers fan, bro.
But he's not a...
What do you mean, Tom? Where you
he's
can't
not a West Coast
kind of
offense
style,
guy anymore. Maybe, I mean, maybe 15 years ago.
Bro, every offense is West Coast offense.
I think he could lead San Francisco.
I 100% think he will and
what?
Can.
Come back?
And win the Super Bowl with San Francisco
right now. I don't think so. 100%.
Oh,
no. You're saying hypothetically.
This year he can.
But do you think he actually is going to come back? I don't think so. I feel like his family made him stop. Why would he like go back?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm
also,
saying,
though,
I'm saying,
I hope he doesn't.
What if?
Also, yeah. I hope we've seen enough of.
He's that kind of like. We haven't seen that kind of. Did you guys see? You guys didn't get to see Michael Jordan play, did you? Right.
No.
Obviously not. Right. So I got one of my dudes right here sitting right next to me, Deep, who's a huge LeBron James fan. Right. Right. So. Okay, so that's fine. That's you guys. That's great. No, that's fine. I got to see Michael play.
We'll
I got to
that.
See LeBron play.
We'll talk about that.
I got to see, you know, even Larry Bird, end of his career, play. All right, so.
Is there a Tom Brady-Jordan comparison coming up?
What I'm saying is GOATs are not, like, you can't just say GOATs to fucking everybody, boys. All right? GOATs are fucking GOATs, boys.
Right? I agree with that.
And Tom Brady is a fucking GOAT. And what I'm trying to say is he can go to any fucking team and he can lead that motherfucking team to a fucking Super Bowl. And he can come to this Commanders team, and I think he can lead us to a playoff.
We're saying
and
that.
One or two wins as well.
You can say that, but then
the
last year on the Patriots, he threw a pick in the first round to end his career on the Patriots. So why didn't he take that team to Super Bowl?
Okay, are we just like casually talking about
you're
this?
You're saying he can
now?
Take any team.
So I don't think he gave a fuck about like
he needs a lot of things.
The Patriots
go right.
The last 2 years, bro.
He needs a lot of things.
He didn't give a shit because like they were shitting on him for he. Okay, I'm gonna say this. If I may, I'm a huge sports fan, right? So my thing is like when it comes to fucking Tom Brady, man, I was never fucking sold on Tom Brady until the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons, right? When it was 28-3, right? Atlanta Falcons 28-3.
Ever is 28-3.
Right,
yeah,
right. So listen, I could have give a fucking fuck about Tom Brady if he lost that game.
Yeah.
After that, right? But he won that bitch,
bro.
After the fact, he won that bitch, bro, there is a GOAT, which was Michael Jordan in my fucking eyes at that moment. All right, LeBron in y'all's eyes, because you guys are, you know, a lot younger. I'm talking about in my eyes, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, Sean Taylor, because God bless him, he would have been the greatest. I think in my eyes, again, being a homer, being a Washington Redskins fan. All right. And I just want to say, Tom Brady is in that fucking atmosphere.
Yeah.
He is.
You can't deny
he can go to any fucking team and win. Yeah, Michael Jordan went to the Wizards at the wrong fucking time, and he wanted to fucking sell tickets. Which, listen, I went to those games. I'm from the area. I went to those games, boys. And it was great to see MJ play. Because you know what? I couldn't see him when he was with the Bulls. Because the tickets were so fucking expensive. Regardless if the Bullets back then or the Wizards, whatever the fuck they were, sucked or not. Bro.
Yeah, it was MJ.
It was MJ primetime, you know? So, yeah, the GOAT, we don't want to throw that around too much. But, yeah, Tom Brady is the fucking GOAT. And he can win anywhere he goes.
So I think as much as we all, I know everybody in this room, especially Harry, I don't know about everyone else specifically, hates Tom Brady, but yes, he is the GOAT. He is the GOAT, but me personally, I just don't like Tom Brady, but he is the GOAT. That there's no denying that. The way he's won, but I think when it comes down to it, he couldn't have done without Belichick. Jordan couldn't have done it without... Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think Brady would have been Brady without Belichick, no cap.
And I think Jordan maybe could have still been Jordan. But
Belichick nurtured him, and then he became bigger than Belichick. Yeah. That's how it happens. If he doesn't have Belichick, who knows where Brady would be. But he would still be Drew Bledsoe's backup.
Sure. You know, if you want to take it back a little bit further, if I may say, I don't think Tom Brady would be Tom Brady if it wasn't for the fucking Tuck rule, right?
Did you guys watch that? Did you guys watch that?
So I was going to just say that right
Tom
now,
Brady
too.
Tom Brady knows that shit was bullshit, too. He knows that shit was bullshit. He knows it.
I saw it on ESPN, so I don't know where it was telecast. Yeah, actually, just last week.
Maybe a month ago.
I just saw it last week for the first time where it was, you know, it was Woodson and it was Tom Brady. They were chopping up, shooting pool, weird as fuck. Tom Brady's looking like a little, like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not understanding what's going on. He's about to say something, and he said, "Yeah, it was a tuck rule. It wasn't a tuck rule. What the fuck is a tuck rule?" Tom Brady, end of the day, would not have been famous. It wasn't for the tuck rule, and he wouldn't be Tom Brady. If it wasn't for that fucking tuck rule.
I'm telling you, almost all his Super Bowls, like, something had to go like completely crazy, like right for him to win those Super Bowls. I mean, he also had like a top five defense every single year.
If that tuck rule thing went down as a fumble, it's all over. Next year, Tom Brady or Drew Bledsoe, who's starting? But I mean, you guys, just so you guys, like, I'm asking you guys.
I would probably still Tom Brady.
Do you guys know Drew Bledsoe though?
Yeah.
You guys seen him play?
Yeah, but
that motherfucker was ill. His deep throws were like 80 yards. Like Tom Brady's throws were like nothing.
Brady
compared
wasn't
to
that crazy though. His first few years, so I mean, it could have.
No,
been,
I'm just saying, like,
Bledsoe,
it would have been like if Bledsoe. I'm just saying, if he would have, like, that whole tuck rule bullshit would have gone down.
Yeah,
like it would have been Tom Brady. It would have been Drew Bledsoe again, and it would have been Drew Bledsoe show with the Patriots.
That's true.
Moving forward, you know what I'm saying?
That's what
Tom
I'm
Brady would have been a backup for life.
He wouldn't have been his.
Yeah.
He made the most. He made the most.
Yeah.
He's smart. He's smart as hell.
So,
he's a perfect example of read your rules, know how to play, and you'll succeed.
You don't think about the what about the whole, like, I got this motherfucker. I'm the man. Kind of, it's all about reading and thing. You don't think it's about, like, a little bit of, like,
confidence. If you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think he learned all that IQ reading defenses from Belichick.
Yeah.
Belichick, I think he's the greatest coach of all time, Belichick. Maybe top three. Okay, top.
But you, we'll I mean, this is like you guys seeing in y'all's age wise. There's also older coaches, like
Landry,
Chuck
and
Knox,
Lombardi. All
everybody
those people,
talks about. I don't know who Chuck Knox is. Like, as like seeing him play, but I know who Joe Gibbs is. I think Joe Gibbs is the greatest fucking head coach there is because he won Super Bowl with three different QBs. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
True.
He went to, you know, four Super Bowl or
Belichick also like
five Super
had
Bowls,
his
I think.
Like no, hold
four,
on
sorry,
the entire
four,
NFL
four.
For like 20 years. Belichick and Brady, that's very hard to do with dynasties in any
sport. I think it's
dynasties
Brady.
In any sport barely last 3 years. They lasted like 15, right? 15, 20.
Coach, is it coaching? Okay, we can talk about it now. Is it coaching or is it the players too?
Like nature.
But when it comes to Tom Brady,
I think it's 60-40 Belichick. 60-40 Belichick.
I think it's
60-40. Like,
if we're, he went to the Bucks,
bro, what he did
because
on the
that
Bucks,
was all 100%.
Even then, what did he have as his fucking head coach? He had Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians is good, whatever. But the
Bruce
roster, the roster that he had that year is the best roster Brady's ever had.
You give.
No one ever brings that up.
Patrick Mahomes, even Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
The Bucks roster was the best roster Brady's ever had until that date, that Super Bowl year that he had with him. From top to bottom, like defense and offense, he had a crazy loaded roster, and then he played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, who didn't even have an offensive line.
Sure. So
they
okay,
had, like,
let me ask you this. Okay, so Deep, you're a Steelers fan. So off Tomlin, and then you had Ben, right? Yeah. So you had a I love Tomlin, bro. I think
around the league has mutual respect for Mike Tomlin.
I want to say there was a few times people were like, what is he doing? Why is he going for 2-point plays when he shouldn't go for 2-point plays? And like, does he understand math and this and that, whatever? So it's kind of BS, though. So my thing is, like, Tomlin is a beast, but like, would Big Ben have won with or without him? Is it because of Big Ben or is it because of Tomlin? Is it the whole team or is it coaching? Is it the QB? I was never sold on Big Ben, honestly, until
he did prove when
he was hurt. That's when I respected him the most. Maybe almost a little biased because of all the
young Big Ben was really good, but the thing is he didn't take care of his body like a Brady or Rodgers does. Big Ben would probably still be playing if he took care of his body, right? Like, he just didn't give a shit.
How old is Big Ben?
He's not even 40, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So their QBs can play and are definitely going to play into their early 40s. We're going to agree with that from now on. Yeah. How old is he?
He just turned 40.
40. Okay, so, yeah. I mean, it's a good time for him to retire, kids.
Yeah, but we can see in the past 2-3 years he hasn't been the same Big Ben.
I agree. I'm asking deep.
His main thing used to be his ability to scramble, make dynamic plays, all that.
He took 30.
That's out of his game. He's not just a sit-back, 7-step, 5-step, like, pocket passer. He needs to move.
They let 38 sacks through this year.
Yeah, and that's not helping. That's not helping at all.
That's you know what I mean? That's not helping at all.
Old quarterback.
That's a lot, bro.
Old quarterback hitting
2-3 a game. Much, yeah. 2-3 a game. He didn't even play every single game. Mm-hmm. Old Ben 100% could take that, but over the years, your offensive line is supposed to improve over the years.
Exactly. That's what
it's
happened.
As you get older as an NFL quarterback, if you are up in that Hall of Fame kind of category, you need a better team every single year. Like Tom Brady has proven, even Drew Brees, he had every single year, their teams got better and better and better around them. That has to happen. Another thing, Najee in his first year, I know he's going to be amazing. He already is amazing. What? Najee? Come on.
He's nice. I'm just saying a lot of good praise for him. I agree with that, though.
Yeah. As much shit I gave him for all that bullshit, but whatever. Like, he still is a great player.
It's my fantasy.
He's a good player right now. Not on fantasy. I gave him a lot of shit during the season because I remember at the beginning of the season.
I think he did good for what he was dealt with.
Yeah, and then that's what I was going to say is that Big Ben is not supposed to be throwing 40 passes a game, 50 passes a game. He's supposed to be throwing maximum 30, and that comes back to our offensive line. It's just not the same anymore. We lost everyone from our offensive line, and obviously it was just time, so do I think Big Ben wins those Super Bowls without Mike Tomlin? No, because of that defense.
I think Mike Tomlin would have won more than two if he had better quarterback.
Can I ask you guys one thing?
They've always had a solid defense. They've always had good coaching, good front office. They always draft good receivers.
None of the defenses from the Super Bowl or high playoff years was we had very memorable names on our defense.
The thing is, though, Brady was there. Brady and Belichick ran the conference.
Imagine if that's another thing too.
Just like what LeBron did with the East, he ran the conference. It's all about timing and combination. It takes a lot of luck and good timing to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Before we move on from all this, talking about the past shit. Brady is obviously the GOAT.
Yeah,
but he's also I think he's the luckiest quarterback ever. A lot of things have gone right in his career. I agree with that. For him to have 7 rings.
Sure. We can end it off with that. What I will say towards Deep is listen, Big Ben, mad respect to you, but listen, Tomlin's not gonna win a fucking Super Bowl with Haskins or with whoever else he has on his fucking team, bro.
Yeah,
so coach he is, I love him. He's great. Opportunity for him to come on. Jump on with Washington anytime, bro. Please, you don't think so? Fuck yeah! Please turn our franchise around. It is what it is. But listen, if he's is that kind of guru to get that next QB to turn the franchise into winning Super Bowls, continuation of winning Super Bowls, I should say. We'll see. But QB makes a fucking difference, and that's what it will go with. So
let me put this out real quick for Aaron Rodgers. Let's say you give him Belichick. What happens there?
Oh, yeah. He probably would have had 10 rings. Belichick probably would have had 10 rings. Aaron Rodgers has way more arm talent than Brady has.
You talking about the same situation with the Patriots if you had Aaron?
Yeah.
He would have been like a Michael Jordan, bro. Straight up.
Bro, I'm like...
Six for six. 7 for 7, whatever the fuck. Yeah, it would have gone be 8 for 8.
Well, the thing is, it's the personality, though. It is the personality.
Super Bowl
they
is
might
a lot
have gotten along, though.
Yeah.
Brady took a lot of shit for all those years with Belichick. He wasn't like the star in the locker room or shit. Like, Belichick was still like, you know, fucking treat him like a normal player.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers probably wouldn't have dealt with that.
Put Belichick in Green Bay. What's happening there?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we could do hypotheticals all
so
day.
So you got Aaron there, though.
Yeah, you got Aaron there.
Oh, yeah, you're still winning, though. We're talking about you're still
Donald
winning.
Driver days, or are we talking about
like now?
Greg Jennings days, or are we talking about now?
I mean, you got to be prime to prime, then, right?
Prime to prime, yeah. Right?
Is this prime for?
Yeah, you're still
back-to-back MVP.
You're still winning.
Back-to-back MVP, so is he still in his prime?
I think you're winning 5 or 6 Super Bowls. Seriously.
I think you are.
With
Green
Bay?
He won
a Super Bowl with Mike fucking McCarthy.
He won with fucking... Yeah,
exactly.
He beat Steelers on a very, very... Since that Super Bowl, the Steelers have not been the same.
He also beat some bum in the Conference Championship to get to that Super Bowl against the Steelers. And that was his one win in a Conference Championship that he's 1-4 in. Aaron Rodgers. But I don't know. You said something about Ron Rivera earlier. That was going to take me to my next point. How do you guys, as, I don't know, Commanders fans or free agents, how do you guys feel about Carson Wentz?
You can go at it for this one. Chicago you can Bears. Go at it for this first one. No?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. It was some back and forth back for the Bears that Aaron Rodgers played. No,
I laugh and I say at the same time, I'd say I'm a free agent because, like, listen, end of the day, one of the most proudest franchises to ever exist. Called the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, used to be.
You know, used to be. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm right there with you guys. So my fandom started when I was maybe 7 years old, watching blurry, sketchy TV, dial TV, and, you know, a blue team with NY on their helmets or a weird green and white thing on their helmet, the Eagles, or a ugly-ass fucking... nastiest logo there is,
star.
The fucking Dallas Cowboys star, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, like
fuck all that bullshit. And on top of that, you're talking about the Washington Redskins, one of the most respected...
Historical.
I mean, bro, 1932 started off in Boston as the Boston Braves, all right? We moved to Washington, and it became such a proud fucking franchise. I understand. Everything has got to be politically correct about... wherever the fuck it is, all right? You can't show respect towards a proud, proud base called the Redskins, which is respected, listen, not only Washington, but nationwide, but also fucking worldwide. We have one of the illest fucking fan bases, worldwide. It was the nastiest fucking trademark. But after... everything was fucking sold. And after we got a fucking douche of a fucking owner called Dan Dumb Snyder, everything went fucking downhill. Listen, it's not all about fucking just motherfucking owners making shit happen and going downhill. It's also about the way the fucking shit is, bro. It is what it is. Our area has never been a fucking... A area where you want to come and move to. It's a fucking transplant fucking area. I'm just blessed to fucking... born and live here. I'm sorry. Born and raised in Fairfax County and living in Fairfax. I lived in fucking LA, bro. I lived in Charlotte. And I say I'm a fucking free agent now. It hurts. It fucking hurts, bro. Yes. Yeah.
Because Washington sports, except even the Caps sometimes suck.
And Deep is a local cat as well. I'm 43 years old, bro. I've been through 30 years of fucking bullshit. Okay, listen. When we won... okay, that's fine. Let me preach.
Not to cut you off, but Dunna needed this kind of support for all three.
I got you,
33
brother.
Episodes.
I'm there, bro. I'm right
for
there.
All 33
listen,
episodes.
You get up and you clap for me, man. If you got you, bro. I got you. I'm about to preach like no other right now, bro. Listen, man.
Go ahead.
Give me a minute, real quick. If I got the mic, real quick, man.
Go ahead.
Listen, our happiest moment. You know what? I took everything away from us right now, and everything as far as not being a championship fucking city is DC, city of fucking champions, bro. The Washington Capitals. All right. I cried. I literally. cried. My sister has a video of me ugly fucking crying when they closed the fucking game out. All right. You know how long it had been for me? I was fucking literally, I want to say 11 years old the last time I experienced any kind of fucking championships. All right. I mean, I understand DC United and we got Washington Mystics. I love and respect all those teams in our area. Listen, I love it. I love it. No, I love it. I love it. I love every single franchise that's based out of DC.
I cried for the Mystics,
Spirit,
bro.
Go-Go, everybody, bro.
Shut
you know what I'm talking about, right?
I did, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, you
name,
cried?
I got kind of emotional.
Did you? I cried, too.
In the Mystics.
Come on, dude.
Name
dude.
Four players. And name I, three and players I was, in the Mystics that year they won. Or
I don't
right
know, but John Wall and Bradley yeah Beer were on the sidelines, bro. I had to cry.
Listen, let me, if I can finish up. I cried for the Capitals because that was such a long time. And then you had the Nationals win it next year. You guys have no idea, like it was such a out of body, like exuberant. Just what the fuck? We're about to. We're. I know. Are we going to? Are we the champion city next? Are we Boston? Whoever the are we Boston? That you? No, who else wins over and over again? I don't even know.
Atlanta. Boston, Atlanta
LA,
had that year.
Boston
Houston,
and LA. Boston and LA. Okay, so you know what I'm saying, right, but, fellas? But, I got that excited that it was gonna happen like no, that, but.
But Dan Snyder is still here.
It is what it is, though. That's what we call is Washington.
Unfortunately, at the end of the day, it all leads back to one fucking person. Dan. Dan fucking Snyder, bro.
Thank you so much, you So, listen. If and when you or... please, I know your fucking email because, you know, I'm a fucking that much of a fan from before. I'm talking about Dan Snyder. And I will send you this fucking podcast, bro. Sell the fucking team, you piece of... You are a fucking dirty motherfucker. You don't deserve a fucking NFL franchise. You don't deserve a fucking a professional fucking team. Go hide under a fucking hole, you dude. All right. You put your wife in front of everything, bro. That's the biggest fucking snake bullshit there is, bro.
You have 30 days to respond, Dan Snyder.
Otherwise, we're coming after you, bro. If the authorities are listening, it's not a real threat. I'm joking.
Disclaimer, read the fine print.
Ladies and gentlemen, we mean no harm to anyone. I just want to remind everybody that.
Everything
but
said in this podcast is an opinion and is not something that
nothing will happen
at all. Hey, by the way, I'm a guest, so yeah, no, these guys are not liable for any of my comments. Right,
so
but f*** you, Dan Snyder.
Anything you want to add to T-Rain?
Please. Honestly, you didn't say anything about Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Whatever he said, I love it. I'm so happy. You don't understand. But back to Carson Wentz.
Yes, sir. Hey, bro.
I think
the voice together, baby. Let's go.
Sir, whatever you said about Washington, I 100%. I think it's not good like Russell Wilson or Jimmy Garoppolo good, but it's good.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo's better.
G-Gop ain't good, bro. Come on, man.
What's Carson Wentz out of 10 and what's Garoppolo out of 10 to you?
I'll before put Carson Wentz higher than Jimmy Garoppolo.
But I would not put Carson Wentz right now.
I'm asking you. What is it?
Oh, if
you,
ability.
Like overall. No, overall.
As a quarterback. On and off the field.
In all situations. Who's been in more Super Bowls?
So I'm asking, what's the rating out of 10 for both?
Talking about team-wise or?
No.
Oh,
so you want Garoppolo on the Steelers is basically what I'm hearing.
I think he does. I think he wants it
for like 3 months now.
Because who the fuck's your quarterback, Mason Rudolph?
Oh, that's who it was, Mason. The
who the fuck
dented
cares,
head,
bro?
Dented
Haskins
head Rudolph.
Is not
yes.
Okay, so the reason why I say it's bad is because we had high hopes, right? They said, "Oh, we're gonna go get a franchise quarterback," right? It didn't happen. I don't see Carson Wentz being a franchise quarterback.
But
the good side is that he's still an upgrade from Taylor Heineke.
And he's played the division before.
Yes, that too.
That is true.
And the only thing I don't... That is also true.
He still knows it.
The only thing I don't... I don't know. I don't know about that anymore.
In history?
I don't know about that.
NFC East, deepest thing, is the worst division in NFL history.
No, right now.
That's what he said.
At least the past 10, 15 years, I know.
It is one of
the
most historic... Okay, wait.
And one of the most popular ones.
Most historic...
Okay, but now...
Here we go.
What are you guys talking about? Are you guys even... Are we in the same room?
We're saying right now, bro.
Yeah, you're talking about the Cowboys.
What are you?
The Giants.
Oh my God. Okay, so if I don't want to yell on this mic right now, but I'm going to yell on the mic a little bit.
What are the Giants? Eagles. Okay, Eagles won.
Oh, what they have done is won Super Bowls. Who else has won a Super Bowl
in the past 10 years?
One. In
the past 10 years, bro. We're not talking about 45 years ago.
Okay.
Let's stop there.
I'm gonna step away. I got you. You're right. Listen, I'm gonna back off because I'm a free agent. Calm down.
Historical, very historical. But the past 10 years, let's be honest, the Eagles have only won a Super Bowl. the fuck are the Cowboys done in 25 years? What are the Redskins done in 20 years? What have the Giants done?
Hey, wait, wait. Redskins don't exist anymore, by the way, so you got to stop saying that.
What have the Commanders done in the past
I get sad
years,
when you say
bro.
That. So. We won a lot of Super Bowls. We won three out of five.
Of the past 10, 15 years of the, four, the highlight of the past 15 years for Washington was when RG3 got signed. And the year after that, he was fucking done. That's the highlight. All right, that's the highlight.
We're not talking about RG3 here. We're not talking about RG3 here. I... We're talking about
what has the division done?
We're talking.
Go ahead.
We're talking about our new potential franchise
Carson
quarterback.
Carson Wentz. Carson
okay.
Wentz. No, Carson Wentz.
If we were going to talk about history, I know
where
the
do you,
Saints.
Where do you guys think the Commanders Eight. Will finish in the division next year?
Okay, see,
it's early pick, but come on, what do you think?
So again, I'm a free agent, but I'm a. Past Redskins
he's
fan.
A free agent.
You go ahead.
He's a free agent now.
You go
I mean,
first.
In 2 weeks,
I'm a Commanders fan, but like.
So what do you think next year though? 17 game.
I think
with Carson
Wentz, I think we'll finish second or third.
Because
we're not finishing last.
The Giants are yet to make them. They might make a quarterback move. What if they get Garoppolo?
They got no talent though.
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, I mean Saquon is done.
Cowboys are still gonna win the division. Sad to say, but.
But Saquon's still going on. No, go ahead.
He's not.
Tell me.
I mean,
no, you think Saquon is still
played like 16 games in like 3 seasons.
It's over for Saquon. I love Saquon. Saquon is beast.
His line was so bad that he just gets destroyed every.
I'm not going
for Trubisky right now.
When they were here, not anymore.
Yeah, Trubisky's not it.
Yeah, so I don't.
Oh, they got.
They're going for. They're chasing.
Oh, great! Yeah, good luck to you guys.
So if they get
who's a Giants fan here?
Huh?
Anybody a Giants fan here? No.
Nobody's a Giants fan.
Who's your team?
Huh?
Saints.
But my boy.
Just recently, I converted him too.
My boy's in jail.
So this year or next year, team?
He's a Kamara fan.
So you're one of those.
Yeah. I'm new. I mean, you're a free agent. You're telling me you're a free agent.
Speak to him. He's my representative.
I'm part of the scouting department. So I mean, if you want to, I can talk to you later.
I love New Orleans. I've been there six times for bachelor parties, boys. By the way,
but they got a better stadium than you know the Commandos. Commanders.
Oh no, no. Again, I'm not a fan by any means right now. So I'm a free agent.
Since you've been saying you're a free agent, what's your top three destinations?
Yeah, let's go top three right now.
Okay, I actually, thought I was going to get asked, so I actually thought about this before.
I mean, have to have the season's going to come up soon.
Already, you know, I was gonna come on this podcast like a couple of months ago, but like it never happened.
Technical difficulties.
But,
okay.
But we came through now.
You can announce it here. Your next destination.
As I was always drunk and shit, I was fucked up and stuff. So but we came through now. So I'm going to go ahead. Like, should I go like 3-2-1 kind of shit? Or
it's up to you. Top three? It could be no ranking. It could be ranking. It's up to you. Your top three destinations, basically.
It's a judge-free zone and it's an application. I'm just putting it out for three top teams right now. So it doesn't really fucking matter.
I mean, you can come out a few weeks later, pick someone else.
So
go ahead.
So obviously I'll stay out of the NFC East because like you know the formerly known Washington Redskins don't exist anymore in the division and there's no fucking way I'm gonna root for those other fucking dumb stupid ass three teams right? Fuck that right? Yeah. So I'm gonna jump on the fact that were the areas that I've lived in and then maybe possibility those teams and a team that I. Jumped on the bandwagon midway through this past season. So, and I'll explain myself to you guys. So, real quick. So, first of all, living in LA for 4 years, I was going between the Rams and Chargers, and I decided to go with the Chargers as number three.
Okay.
All right. LA Chargers, number three.
It's a good team. Right? That's a good team.
So, I think it's a solid young talent.
A lot of potential.
Like, yo, love Herbert.
Signed Mike Williams.
Love the receivers, love the running back, love the defense. And I think they're, and you know, I mean, if I want to go to a game or two or three or four, whatever.
Hard ass division now, though. But yeah.
It is, but like, hey, young talent.
That's good.
So, yeah. We'll see what's up. I mean, that's why they're number three, right? So, number two, I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. The reason being, I used to live in Carolina as well, so I'm gonna be very kind of homely.
You're gonna be very disappointed, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but like, I'm just gonna be very loyal to the areas I lived in. Also, I also got
you
a
think
lot of friends.
From you think Washington's bad? I think Carolina's pretty bad.
Too. I got you. I mean, hey, listen, it's 3-2-1. It could be, you know, that the two could drop to three, whatever. Right. I'm staying loyal to my friends. Mm-hmm. Listen, I love all of you guys here. I got a lot of family here. I got a lot of friends here. But my second biggest I want to say friends and family bases based out of Charlotte. So maybe for that reason, I want to say the Panthers. You know what I'm saying? All right. So the final spot. I mean, this might be surprising to you guys, but I don't know. What would you guys think? What would it be?
I think you're going to say the Bengals.
I said LA already.
Jacksonville.
Oh my god! Listen, it's. I've been saying it throughout the year, midway through the year. Joe Burrow. Yes, sir. I'm a big fan.
I'm a huge Joe.
Huge Chase fan. You know, what I'm saying that. I think that team is gonna do some dirty shit. Once Joe Mixon is like right there, like whatever, he's gonna be gone. They need to find another replacement for him. That team is untouchable for the next 10 years.
Assemble an offensive line.
Cincinnati Bengals. That's probably my go-to team, boys. Yeah, I agree with that. I think, but Joe Burrow and the offensive weapons are already there. And then, yeah, add a piece or two to solidify it, bro.
They have like top five cap space right now.
Bro, you can't fuck with them. That's why 3-2-1.
Top five cap space and just went to a Super Bowl. So I mean, that's set up for success for sure. That's the spot. Nah, Bengals are a good team. I like the Bengals.
Where do the Commanders sit in your list then?
Fourth. They're fourth.
Ever, you know, go back to your formerly known Redskins as Commanders. How many teams would go before that?
Oh man. Okay. So listen. So they're not even in the conversation right now. So seriously.
But what if Dan Snyder was to leave next?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Next
number one.
So you're back. No, so basically,
I'm gonna go buy a jersey of whoever the fucking QB is at that moment.
You're waiting for Dan.
Kyle Allen could be. Who's our fifth string QB, bro?
Heineke. I don't even.
I mean, I'll go print a Hamza jersey. I don't give a shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, bro. See, Hamza's good, bro. I'll take Hamza on the Washington.
If he leaves, I'll send you that jersey.
But I mean, they're called the Washington Commanders now, anyway. So. Actually, I'll take Dodge as well. Harry, I'll take you as well. Deep is actually pretty good, too. Deep, would you like to join the Washington?
So
formerly known as football team. Formerly known as the Redskins. Nah, man, listen, man. I hopefully not. It's all bullshit, but like, end of the day, it is. I'm a hometown guy, man. I'm not going to leave my team, man. But they got to do better. I mean, if it's been that since 91, since I experienced anything positive, you know, I'm not going to go anywhere. So I appreciate the fact that, like, they're trying to do something better with coaching and stuff, but they're not doing enough. I think new ownership is where it's at. So that's the last thing I'll say about the Washington Commanders.
I think we'll end our NFL segment on that note, and we'll be moving in right to the NBA.